We talk about that some, about being lifted up on the wings of eagles, and talk about strength. And we're going to talk about a little bit how we need to exercise our spiritual part of our life, not only our physical body, but our spiritual life. But Isaiah is talking about strength. I'm going to share a commentary that I have that's really eye-opening. Even recreational joggers. How many of you jog? That's about the only thing I can do anymore since I had my knees replaced. So if you're not a jogger, you can jog whenever you get your knees replaced.
I don't like to jog.
Oh, okay. Anyhow.
I'll do fast walking, but I don't like to jog.
It says, even recreational joggers sometimes experience a phenomena of second wind. You're unsure that you're going to make it to another 50 yards. Often out of nowhere, then, there comes a large new strength. Breathing is no longer labored, and you're no longer dead weight, and you can actually pick up the pace. Most serious runners, expect that turn when they're phased, when they're right in, when they see the finish line, sometimes they'll get that extra second wind. The second spiritual wind is also very important to us as we learn to wait on God with patience, hopefulness, and dependence, and more importantly, expectation. God does not often relieve us of our particular race or struggle. You can find that in Hebrews 12, but He will also give us strength to finish the course. And what is the course that we're in? We're in the course of study of life. We are running that race. So when you feel like giving up the source of all strength, wait for the second wind of God's spiritual blessing. Wow, that's pretty cool.